The Good News Hour greets you once again. Your speaker is John Horn of Atchison, Kansas, and we're going to notice with you the first parable is found in the Gospel by St. Luke. Now, we called your attention to the fact that there are 11 parables in this interesting Gospel, and I'm sure you'd like to know something about these parables, and we're going to look at them from time to time as the Lord enables us. And so we're going to see now in chapter 7, and the parable itself begins in verse 41. And of course, this parable, our Lord Jesus Christ speaks of a creditor and two debtors. But we'll come to that in just a moment. But we're going to see what really occasioned this parable. And in order to see that, you'd have to begin at about verse 36, where the Lord Jesus says, "And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with oil. Now when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it," and I want you to notice very specially now just exactly the wording of the scripture that follows. It says he spake within himself. He didn't utter a word, he merely thought. He was going over this in his mind. And this is what he had to say first about the man, and about the one who verily was the Lord Jesus Christ, and then about the woman. He was thinking about the both of them. And so he spake thus within himself, saying, "This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner." Yes, he could have said, and I'm sure he did point out later, "Simon, the Lord Jesus Christ, the prophet that you are speaking about, knows full well the poor, sinful woman that you are seeking to describe. And it is for sinners that the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world. And did not Paul, the religious Pharisee, you know, that had been reached and saved by the grace of God," 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15 says, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And this woman who was a sinner was indeed a suited subject for the salvation of our God. And he had come all the way from heaven, from the Father's throne, to reach and to save her." And yes, even to save a poor Simon who didn't realize that he needed salvation. And then this is what our Lord Jesus Christ had to say. "Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he said, Master, say on." Now, this is where the parable begins. "There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence, and the other owed 50. Now, they were unalike in this respect. One owing the 500 pence, and the other owing but the 50. In other words, one owed just 10 times as much as the other. And I presume our Lord Jesus Christ was pointing out that this woman was 10 times the greater sinner of the two and needed the salvation of God. But look, he lets Simon have the opportunity of thinking it out and of answering it. And he said, "When they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most?" Simon answered, and I think I could add, "Most reluctantly. I suppose that he to whom he forgave most." And he said unto him, "Thou hast rightly judged." Now, one thought I want to press in regards to this parable, that these two were different as to the degrees of sins that they had committed. But they were alike in this respect, they were sinners. And they were alike in this respect, that they had nothing to pay. Whether one was a 50 pence debtor or a 500 pence debtor, or whether one was a little sinner and one a great sinner, our blessed Lord Jesus Christ points out this solemn fact, that they had nothing to pay. and he frankly or freely forgave them both. That's how our blessed Lord Jesus Christ reaches and saves sinners. You have nothing to bring. You have nothing to offer. Nothing that you could present to him. But I'll tell you what, he has something to offer to you. He's offering to you eternal salvation, present forgiveness. Trust him as your personal Savior, and you perhaps will be a great debtor, an everlasting debtor to him, a forgiven debtor, but one that will praise him forever.